Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking happiness and crushing those negativity demons. Ever feel like your brain's a broken record stuck on repeat with all the bad stuff? You know that feeling when every time you try to relax, bam, negative thoughts just pop up like uninvited guests at a party? Yeah, I get it. It's a struggle we all face, but guess what? You can actually train your brain to let go of those pesky thoughts and emotions. And trust me, this isn't some fluffy self-help mumbo-jumbo. This is about real practical tools you can use right now to feel lighter, happier, and more in control. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the dopamine reset protocol, specifically focusing on how to let go of those negative thoughts and emotions that are dragging you down. It's time to reclaim your mental space and start living a life filled with positivity. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Leo. But hear me out. Think of it like this. Negativity is like a bad smell. It lingers and takes over your whole environment. We need to find ways to clear the air and let in some fresh, positive vibes. Here are five key takeaways that'll help you ditch those negative thoughts for good. 1. Awareness is key. The first step to letting go is acknowledging those negative thoughts when they pop up. Don't try to suppress them or pretend they don't exist. Just notice them, like a curious observer watching clouds drift by. Think of it like training your inner detective. Observe the thought without judgment. Just see what it looks like and how it makes you feel. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Once you've identified those negative thoughts, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this thought? Are there other ways to look at the situation? Often, our minds play tricks on us, feeding us distorted or exaggerated versions of reality. By questioning those thoughts, we can start to see them for what they are, just thoughts, not facts. 3. Practice gratitude. It's easy to focus on the negative, but gratitude is like a superpower that shifts your perspective. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. Keep a gratitude journal, write thank you notes, or simply take a moment each day to reflect on all the things you're grateful for. Trust me, it makes a world of difference. 4. Mindfulness. Meditation. This isn't some mystical practice reserved for gurus in mountaintops. Mindfulness meditation is simply about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. You can do this while sitting, walking, or even doing everyday tasks like washing dishes. By focusing on your breath and your senses, you can train your mind to stay grounded and let go of those pesky thoughts that pull you into the past or future. 5. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's a powerful tool for managing negative emotions. When we move our bodies, we release endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that act as natural mood boosters. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's dancing, hiking, swimming, or simply taking a brisk walk, and make it a regular part of your routine. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking down the street feeling stressed about that upcoming deadline. Suddenly, a little bird lands on a nearby branch and starts singing its heart out. A gentle breeze ruffles the leaves, and the sun feels warm on your skin. You take a deep breath, noticing the colors around you and the sounds of the city. In this moment, those work worries seem to fade away as you appreciate the simple beauty of life. That's what mindfulness can do. It helps us find peace amidst the chaos and remember that there's always something beautiful to be grateful for. So, remember folks, letting go of negative thoughts and emotions is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep practicing those tools we talked about today. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try from today's episode? Head over to our social media channels and share your thoughts. Let's build a community of positivity together. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with tips, tricks, and motivation to help you unlock your best life. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.